Okay, good morning, Chevra. We are continuing on Charim Betfila. We are in the middle of page Chav Ches. Chav Ches. Okay, we are in the language of Bitzur, as we discussed. Bitzur is a language of pain, of suffering, of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us, and it's sometimes easier to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we feel we are stressed, when we have a nice tzara, we have challenges in life. Sometimes just by nature and our, you know, of human nature, that is the easiest time to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it continues, Rav Pinchas says the following. We're in that second big paragraph. We see in the world there are people that they don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't reach out. They hold back from asking from others, from people, tovos v'chasadim. You know, there are some people like that, that they, you know, they just, no matter what, they are so independent that they never reach out for help. And those people, to their, really, they lose out because they don't rely on others. And while it's true, and we daven every day in benching, that we say that we shouldn't have to rely on people for our sustenance, for things, at the same time, it's okay to ask. It's okay to have friendships. It's okay to have family for people to rely on. Oh, machma sabusha. Sometimes it's because people are just embarrassed. They feel like, oh, I can't do everything. We're so full of ourselves sometimes, we feel like I can do anything. Right? There's nothing that's you know, I can't accomplish. But sometimes that's to our detriment. Oh, shehu adam gaiva. Right? You think we're so full of ourselves that I can't ask from others. They have no real sense of their greatness. About koza hurak, the mikrim shesoft sof lo koev lo kolkach ay kidego hesparnes lufnei chavero. He says, but that, right? So that's in situations. Says when a person like doesn't cause pain to his friend. Aval you talk for tsaros kedos and no rose. But let's say sometimes a person has so much tsaros and so many challenges. Asbal karchach v'shelobet tovaso shocheyachu es kavodo maloso. Really, what happens if a person is undergoing so much stress and so much pain and suffering? You know what? They lose sense of how great they think they are. And then you know what? They come for help. There are situations in life where, while a person might say, you know what, I can be independent. I can do whatever I need to do. But we all know there are sometimes where a person has major issues. You know, God forbid someone gets into a car accident. Right, so at that point, you know, no one's going to say, you know, they're in a car accident, they have multiple issues, broken bones, the car is a disaster. No one's going to say, you know what, I'm going to heal my arm myself. I'm going to go and, like, you know, fix my car myself. Like, that's ridiculous, obviously. Right, meaning there are times when a person realizes, no, we need others. We need other people to help us and to make sure that we're there. Yeah, filak shanim. People who are so stubborn and they don't want to turn to others. But let's say it's their own child that's suffering. Or sometimes it's a financial issue. Or someone of their relatives who is, you know, God forbid, you know, going to be lost. It's even worse to themselves, right? We care about others sometimes more than we care about ourselves. Then miyad nishkachim kol kvodo v'gavano. Right there, for that point, a person forgets all of his own honor and all of his own gaiva. V'kein ke'efes neshava, and he's like nothing. V'yisrapes v'yivakesh mechavero es mashazarach. And you go, at that point, you're going to ask your friend that which you need. Okay, that's all being mashal for the following. Here's the punchline. V'chein hu be'inyin hatfila. Likewise, when it comes to davening. Afilu zesh v'derech kal, mis'atzel b'tfiloso. Sometimes if a person, you know what, it's hard to daven. It's hard to feel like you're connecting. It's hard to really ask and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask what you need. Aval bizman shiira sheikh haloso elav harav hatsaris fiz gadros. But sometimes when a person has so many tsaris, right, which is, or in a nation, look what's going on in Klal, meaning there have never been more tehillim said in Klal than over the last 5 months. People are, we have all the time. It just becomes so natural. Klal Yisrael has had this incredible connection to tefillah, to tehillim, to davening. It's just so normal now because we as a collective whole feel this eis tzara that Klal Yisrael is in right now. So it gets to that point. Right, there's a phrase, right? There's no atheist in a foxhole. Have you ever heard that, familiar with that phrase? Right? Yes? No?
Yeah.
Right? So meaning if you're not familiar, right? Again, there was, right, certainly in the, when it was trench warfare and right World War I, so there was people who, like, they were called a foxhole, where there was a hole dug in the ground, someone would stay with a machine gun, right? And they were there and they were just shooting, but they were stuck. They had nowhere to go. And especially in trench warfare, you were stuck. Someone threw a grenade in there, right? You had nowhere to go. So the concept is no atheist in a foxhole, because when a person is faced with real life and death situations, so at that point, you turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu because you realize you have nothing else to rely on, right, but Him. When I was 23 years old, I was in an unbelievably terrible car accident. And it was one of those situations where after I got up, I was making a left. It was a 4-lane road. It was a proper left. It was legal, but it was a very dark, rainy Motzei Shabbos night. I was actually headed to my friend Siam, and we were going. And there was a car that came from across the 4 lanes from the other side, sped through. As I was making my left, he cut me off. I slammed on the brakes to not get hit from my right, and I got slammed from my left. A car came out of nowhere, made a left turn, another left turn. It was like a perfect concert of terrible events all together. And I got hit on my left. I had a tiny little car when we first got married. And the car who hit me on the left hit me at the front, like of my front left tire and the front left fender. It was a small car. The policeman said that had it hit about 6 inches back, I for sure would not have legs today. Had it hit back a foot back, I would not be here today. But I remember the moment. There was a moment where I looked to the left because I was avoiding the car coming to my right. I looked to the left, and I saw the headlights coming right at me. And I actually crunched into a ball, and I said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because I thought that was it. And I crunched on my legs. The police said, that's probably that moment saved my legs. So there are moments where we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we recognize and we realize that there was nothing else to do. At those moments, when I was looking at those headlights, there was nothing else in the world that could have saved me at that moment. So that's where Pinchas is saying. So that he says when we look at our lives, we realize that there are some times in life where there's no one else that could help us at that point. So we're looking again at the 4 lines in the bottom of that big paragraph. It says, and therefore there's very little between you and who you're asking. Because perhaps you're about to die because you're starving. Then you'll throw away your own gaiva. And that point, an incredible tefillah, right, comes out from the depths of your hearts. So in Mekor Chaim, right, so the Rosh Hashiva is Rav Dov Linzer. So Rav Dov told me that he has a yisod with he has in the yeshiva. If it's someone's birthday in Mekor Chaim, apparently you can ask Rav Dov for anything, and like you can ask for a day off, you can ask for ice cream, you can ask for pizza, and like we'll get you anything you want.
We start that here.
So I asked him. I'll think about it. So I asked Rav Dov, like, why does he do such a thing? He says he does it to train people to ask from a Kaddish Baruch Hu when they daven. He says if we're not comfortable asking things from people, then we're not never going to be comfortable asking from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean therefore we should be a moocher. We should try to ask people for stuff. Like, so someone's eating shawarma, we should ask them for their shawarma during lunch. But it means that it's okay sometimes to ask, to realize that we need to rely on others to help us get through life. So that's the yisod of Bitzur, is that to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly in our hardest times, in our times of stress and challenge, And so it's okay to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's not through the context of regular tefillah. But it can be for anything. If you need help in school, if you need help with a family situation, you need help with your, it's okay sometimes just to turn to God and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just talk to Him, even outside of the context of the three tefillos. Just have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, have a wonderful day, Kavi.
Thank you.